River Grove is the village of friendly neighbors, and it is the village of Triton College, which I graduated from. And there's a pretty cool place on the campus of Triton College called the Cernan Earth and Space Center. And joining us now is the director of that Cernan Earth and Space Center, Chris McCall. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I did see a laser light show there featuring Dark Side of the Moon a million years ago, and it was pretty cool.
Well, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon is the quintessential cosmic light show over more than 50 years, but we've got other newer music, too.
All right, well, that's cool. So that's still happening over there, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. But there's some other things that I didn't realize were there. First of all, a brief history. Gene Cernan was born in Chicago. He passed away at the age of 82 back in 2017. And he was on the Apollo 10 mission. You have his spacesuit?
Yes, we do. Gene Cernan, born in Chicago, raised in Berwyn and Bellwood, flew on Gemini 9, Apollo 10, which did not actually land on the surface of the moon. It was a full dress rehearsal for Apollo 11. They did everything but land, descended to 8 miles above the lunar surface, and then went back to the command module. So as Captain Cernan was famous for saying, Apollo 10 painted a white line all the way to the moon. All Neil had to do was follow it.
Can I ask you a question just between you and me, Chris?
Yes.
No one's listening. Was there really an MTV flag on the moon when they landed?
No.
All right. Good to know.
But it was cool that they used that for their logos.
It really was. All right. What are some other Apollo artifacts that were there or that are there?
So we have his Apollo 10 spacesuit, gloves, helmet. Hmm. We do not have his boots. Now I've got to go look and see if the boots are there. Anyway, we also have some Apollo 17 artifacts. So some really cool items that are on loan from the National Air and Space Museum at the Smithsonian. Back in 1972, Cernan made the last footprint on the surface of the moon.
Wow.
In 1973, the college was talking about building a planetarium. There was still a lot of enthusiasm for space and science education. Somebody thought, well, hey, can we name it after Cernan since he's a local boy? He agreed. You know, I don't know that he was really involved in anything else other than just saying, yes, it was okay. And so the first Cernan Earth and Space Center building opened in 1974. So we are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year.
Wow. Congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, we think so. And we've been kind of reliving a little bit of our history. Captain Cernan got more enthusiastic about the educational mission of the Space Center and Triton College over the years. I think he made a total of 8 visits to Triton College for various reasons, for the president's reception and to speak to the general public and to speak to schools and for other things. And so he was actively involved in what we're doing. So we try to honor him every day. The highlight of the Space Center really is the planetarium. It's of modest size. There are 2 planetariums in Chicago. We're the smaller of the two. but we also, our mission is to serve the community, which includes all of the public that we can reach, all the visiting school groups or other types of groups who might want to come and visit. And we also serve the Triton College campus by offering programs in all different kinds of disciplines, not just astronomy and space exploration.
Well, I am kind of a science nerd, and I think the planets are really cool. I love that dome at the Cernan Earth and Space Center. I'm confused as to why there's a dinosaur footprint.
We are the Earth and Space Center.
Oh, yeah,
so,
okay.
So we actually, in the last 2 years put together a really nice case of fossils, different types of fossils that have been found in Illinois and around the world. So that's kind of cool. So we do Earth and space. A lot of people think that we're only here to do visiting school groups. We are open to the public. The shows range everything from astronomy, space exploration, but those incorporate all the sciences. So biology, chemistry, physics, geology, meteorology, oceanography, paleontology, a little bit of everything, history, culture, art, music, and so all different topics. It's a really big universe, so we have a lot of different shows to try to cover it.
And where do we send people? Is there a website where you can find out what's playing and what is being featured?
So our website is Triton, TRITON.edu /Cernan, CERNAN. And on the homepage at the top, there's a slideshow that shows you what's playing now and what's coming. Below that is a Google Calendar that lists our entire public show schedule through the end of 2025.
Excellent.
So you can scan through there and see what cosmic light show, laser shows are playing, what's playing for the public. Are we open for extra shows during spring break or over the winter break? We are going to be here over the winter break. The college is closed, but the planetarium is open for programs.
Well, such a pleasure meeting you. Congratulations on 50 years of the Cernan Earth and Space Center at Triton College. Chris McCall, thank you so much.
Hey, we're here for you. And get out and look at the real sky.
Oh, that's good. All right, well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Thank you.